This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Daryl Ryder has been with us the last 20 minutes. He continues on with us now, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. So you've given me what you think the Haslams need to learn from this, and Andrew Berry. What do you think Kevin Stefanski, going forward, has to learn from this scenario?
Well, I think that he's got to learn that he needs to be more demonstrative about holding people accountable, both on the field as well as with his coaching staff. Now, I realize he changed offensive coordinators a couple of times. He did change special teams coordinators, but I think that those were things he was encouraged to do. You know, the Alex Van Pelt firing, that's, I don't believe, something that Kevin wanted to do. That is something that, well, we have Deshaun here. We better get someone in who can actually specifically coach Deshaun. Let's bring in Ken Dorsey, and we know what a complete disaster that turned out to be. He also, with you know, the play calling is what he does well, in his view. He feels that that's a strength of his, and I would say don't give that up. And I think that some of the exhaustion of working here in Cleveland, and let's be honest about it, it's a little extra coaching the Browns. There's a lot that comes with this job. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, that celebration you heard in the locker room down in Cincinnati, and Kevin really had that burst of energy, I think that was just like, I've been freed. He knew what was coming, and now that weight is off his shoulders, and he was able to enjoy one final moment with his team.
I'm not saying that there aren't things that happen if you're the Browns head coach that don't happen elsewhere.
Right.
Having covered the NFL, find me the good jobs. Las Vegas is a crap show. Tennessee is a crap show.
Yep.
I think Atlanta, despite everybody loving Arthur Blank as a human, is a crap show. Miami is
problematic. They're hiring consultants in Atlanta to run that operation.
You said consultants.
What I'm saying. Yeah. Two separate. One for the GM and one from the head coach. I can't wait to watch that dumpster fire
burn.
They're
all going to have to report to Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess my point is, this job is
perfect, and I understand that.
Well, no, but like, you know, the Shador narrative became a big thing of like, what head coach would want to answer these questions? There's 32 jobs.
Yes.
You will find a qualified person for this job. That's not the conversation.
Correct.
And I do think that, and you're not doing this, and JP's not doing this, but when I hear doom and gloom, like Cleveland is the only, oh, it's the worst organization in sports. It's like, look at what the Titans have done the last 6 years and talked about.
I will say this. I'll give the, and you know, Jimmy Haslam was very demonstrative today in saying, hey, you know, you guys, we in the media, which, by the way, I have not once said that the building was dysfunctional under Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. I've never said that. But he was very, he made it a point to say, hey, you guys, this building was not dysfunctional this time around. And I think part of that's the trauma.
Yeah, it's a little tough coaching. After he just fired a head coach, though.
No, I understand. But I'm just saying,
the call's coming from inside the building there. Like, that's, I mean, it's Haslam.
How dare any of you say we run a dysfunctional organization?
Sorry. It's that meme of that we got to find this guy who did it.
I'm just going to listen. I'm going to say.
But you're actually making a point that it goes with mine, so I like it. Keep going.
It's actually been more professionally run than it has in regimes past. And I.
For sure.
And I'm willing to grant them that grace and give them credit for that. I mean, look, the way it was handled today, right? Announcement was made at 9 a.m. I think the NFL insiders got maybe a 30-second jump on the team announcement. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it was Schefter and Pelissero and. Rossini, boom, 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 all three, you know, at the same time, Kevin's been fired. There's the team announcement. We all know. Like, that was handled very cleanly this morning. Like, that was a very professional job.
Professional operation?
Yes.
Love those.
Granted, I kind of feel like that Kevin Stefanski was Joe Pesci and Goodfellas walking into the room, but that's just me.
Oh, really? You think that?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I got the impression he pieced it all together a while ago, I would imagine.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's no secret. I mean, look, we all knew this was coming in mid-December when it came out that Kevin Stefanski was going to be in demand around the National Football League.
Now I'm going to be a jerk about it. Then that's not Pesci and Goodfellas, because Goodfellas, like, he got blindsided. Like, this wasn't blindsiding to Stefanski.
I still feel like that.
Is it Pesci and Casino?
No, that was the worst way to go.
Yeah, it's not great.
And buried alive is
with your kid brother.
Oh my gosh, that's I mean,
after
I'm,
getting pummeled too.
In like top five
Pesci
movie
and
deaths.
Home Alone. See, Harry, is he Marv? I don't know. But all the movies Pesci's
it's
been
just gonna throw Pesci murdered right here. In. And Casino was the worst by far, by the way. Yes. Absolute worst. I told Nick
I'm
thought this was
in general for me.
If you ever watched Curb and you've seen Larry David's Spite Store, that's what I think this is. Okay. I thought the last 2 weeks was that. Like it's basically his middle finger to Andrew Berry is what it turns out to be. The last 2 weeks were that. He knew he was getting fired. He knew he was getting canned.
And he said, you are not getting the number two pick in the draft.
I'm going to ruin your draft pick in the process of it. This is my big middle finger to you is winning these games. Because I've never seen him have that emotion on the sidelines the way that he's had him for the past 2 weeks.
I know. Well,
I've been waiting for that for 6 years, Daryl.
Well, because again, I think a big weight has been taken off his shoulders. There is something to be said for a change of scenery was needed for everybody. I think that's fair.
Now, do you have a betting odds that you think he lands with next? I've been saying all day.
I think he's going to the Giants.
You think the Giants? Okay.
I think it's the Giants. Unless Harbaugh gets fired in Baltimore, which then I think the Giants and the Browns would race on their private jets to Baltimore to try and kidnap him. I think that Stefanski's going to end up.
Oh, Stefanski and Lamar, by the way, could not coexist.
No.
You're saying they should hire him?
They should definitely not hire him. I think that would be a disaster.
Yeah, but no.
I think Stefanski would like that until he didn't like that, until it turned into this is an extreme Baker Mayfield version. I have no control over you. And that's not how Stefanski wants it to go.
Him going to New York would be a great move for him, closer to home. He's got a beach house there. And. New Jersey, so like I think that would be the perfect.
I don't think you should take a job. None of these jobs are good. None of them. The Falcons job's the best one, and you still have to try and fix Michael Penix. Or
yeah, but I don't.
He's got Bijan Robinson, which is his Nick Chubb. Like actually, I know you're being semi serious here. I'm being semi serious too. I think he could do a good job for the Atlanta Falcons, but just with how dysfunctional Arthur Blank is setting that whole operation up to be, I think that's...
Yeah, Nick and I have kind of disagreed with this today, because I feel like one of the better jobs that are going to open up, like if the Bills job opens up a year from now or even after this offseason, Stefanski's not getting the Bills job. He's not getting the Bengals job. There's going to be better Bills jobs.
I think you underestimate how much people around the NFL think of Kevin
Stefanski. This is the class that Stefanski belongs in. A Falcons team that has good skill position players, seems like they could be semi-competitive, and that's about it, and then it's on him to raise it up.
But you're talking about your and my assessment of him, which, again, I think is actually closer to reality than what the NFL is. this is, you and I know, this is a giant PR machine, and Kevin Stefanski's got the goods from people around the NFL, but it only gets better the longer you go away.
But he's not perceived as elite, though.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too, is the Browns' reputation around the NFL still is not the best.
Well, and that's what he's got.
That's
his calling card.
And that's what boosts his stock, because they say, hey, you took the Browns to the playoffs not once but twice, and won Coach of the Year twice.
And he's
got to
fall on that, but it only goes so far, too, though. And like I think the teams that we're talking about, hell, I think it's even generous if we're being honest about it. Like the Falcons, I think that's even generous. The idea that the Raiders, you could have Mendoza and start off there, like I think that's even generous. But like that's the class of teams that I think he belongs
with. Those are bad franchises. Now, in fairness, there's got to be something between the...
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Falcons and the Bills. But listen, I'll cede to some degree that I don't think he'd be the front runner for the Bills job. I think he'd still have a chance at it. But I think he might not be better than the Falcons. He's 100% better than Tennessee, the Raiders, or the Giants.
He's better than Tennessee, I'll tell you that. That's about it.
Leading up to the game against the Bills, I was on our sister station up in Buffalo there, and they asked about Kevin. They wanted to know if he was a good coach, because they're already thinking about it.
Sean McDermott. They've already done it
was
for
it
7 years.
Was it Capaccio? Because he did us dirty. He treated us like filth for asking about Sean McDermott.
That's true. Capaccio.
If it was Capaccio, I want that ass.
Capaccio said no one's talking about it. Yeah. Capaccio was like, no one brings him up ever in these discussions.
No, it wasn't with Sal.
Was it Joey D?
Bobby C.
I got to go back in my text messages and see which show
Philly
I was
L.
on, because I can't remember.
Zapata X. No? Any of these guys?
Any of them.
None of them ring a bell.
Jeremy? Totally Jeremy.
It's always Jeremy.
Such a Jeremy
always
move.
Always Jeremy.
What is that guy even about?
Good old WGR 550.
I'm still pissed at Capaccio. Well, we kind of hit a dead end there because we were D-ing around for a little too long.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to talk about, Daryl?
What question did you want to ask Haslam?
No, I
didn't get asked.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Jimmy about Andrew. And okay, great, he had one good year, but what about the previous four? Like, why doesn't that factor in? Because those 4 years are a big reason why you won 8 games in 2 years. And they're also why you're going to have to spend the resources that you will have to spend this offseason to fill them. And we're going to find out what Andrew's made of. We're going to find out if he's a one-hit wonder or not. Hopefully not, for Browns fans' sake. But, you know, Andrew's got an uphill climb here, not just with the coaching search, but with all the problems on the offensive side of the ball. That's why I asked him today. Well, are you saying that the players that you brought in were better than what they produced? And he kind of danced around that question, but I think that that's a fair question that needs to be asked as well, because that's pretty much what the organization said. Problem wasn't with the roster. It was with the coach and the coaching. And so, well, okay. I think the roster's a problem because I didn't see a lot of wide receivers getting open. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You had rookie quarterbacks that weren't seeing the windows when they were supposed to see them, at times, a lot of the times, to be honest. But there are a lot of deficiencies with the roster on the offensive side of the ball. And I just, maybe 2-3 more wins from Stefanski these last 2 years. And did that really move the needle forward for you as a franchise?
Daryl, did you hear I beat him in the burger bet?
You're winning a lot of free food.
It was unfortunate. It was an AFC North who wins the burger bet. I had the Ravens. He had the Steelers. So yeah, a 44-yard field goal.
Yeah,
decided that one. That was brutal. Now that was a great game last night, though, Daryl.
I got your New Year's resolution for you.
Oh,
no
yeah?
more burger bets.
I disagree.
Your wife is going to be very unhappy. You're handing out all these gift cards to us.
I thought I had him dead on the rights. I said I would never do a burger bet again, and then I thought I had him dead on the rights.
I thought the Ravens had him dead to rights, too. And then
I thought they had him wide right.
They definitely had him wide right.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, can I say,
he
paid up too early.
I wanted to get rid of that. That was too filthy. I wanted to wash that filth off my hands immediately.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I was going to double
the transaction over.
Well, wait a minute.
I don't believe you were going to do it now,
but what? I was going to do it.
He paid fast this time?
Yeah.
Yeah, this
real
time.
Real quick.
I learned after last time, and I don't wait for people to be like.
You learned your lesson.
Well, don't let people, be like,
hound
hey.
You?
I mean, not hound me, but don't let people be like, all right, I'm ready for my burger bet to be paid off now. Just pay
it
off.
I mean, it was getting close to Stewie Griffin on Brian Griffin crime here.
Where's my money?
Yeah. We were getting close to that.
You want to know what my double or nothing was going to be?
What?
Steelers win the playoff game over the Texans.
And he knows I would have taken it in a second, and I still want that bet, but now it's not going to happen, I guess.
It now can't.
Although you've I wouldn't bet with him anyway. Did you hear what he was going to try to do?
No, it can still happen because you just bet him another burger.
I want out of the burger bet game. Did you hear what he was going to try to do?
No.
He was going to try to give off one of the burger bets that was won by one of the sales guys and make the sales guy pay off his burger bet to me if he had lost that.
I was redirecting
a transfer
a
of a burger bet, which is insane to me. I don't want that. I want it to come out of
you
your pocketbook.
You paid with a gift card.
Yes.
What kind of? Who are you? Some bad supremacist?
What do you mean? I physically drove Nick to Swenson's to pay up my bet.
Yeah, I think it was in my truck.
I have two kids under three. I'm not spending time doing that.
Do you want a tissue?
No, but I'm not spending my time getting a burger with them. That's not happening. So you get the digital gift card, and I think that's more than fair.
Yeah. All I'm going to say is if you're out here high roading people on that's not how burger bets work.
You don't get to transfer. You don't get to transfer your lost burger.
You didn't buy a burger. You bought a gift card. It was two different things.
That pays for a burger. Any burger on that menu gets paid for with that digital gift card.
And by the way, so does Dustin, the sales guy. When I had I redirected that burger right to you.
No, that was a bad move. It was not a great move.
Daryl?
I think it's a phenomenal move by him.
He gets it.
Sheisty.
He gets it.
I totally get it. I'd do the same thing.
Mm.
Oh, that's
Bang
not a good look for you, Daryl.
Biscuit.
That's not a good
Bang.
Look.
Bang. I think
that's
you.
Not, oh, yeah.
You and Fanta.
Yeah, Daryl endorsing it
you
really
and
makes it.
Fanta
really
have got real squarely set on the burger bets.
No, now Fanta's on another level.
Yeah, that's. Have you heard what
that's actually?
Doing?
That's actually wrong. Yeah. I mean, what I said was wrong, too, but like that's another level of
so
wrong.
So I let him take. Six wins are over.
Okay.
And the Browns, and so because I predicted four wins for the Browns, regardless of the bet, it was outside the bet.
Okay.
Because the Browns got to five, and he remembers me saying three wins, okay, his number's closer.
So he feels he should win.
He does.
Are we doing the Price is Right? If you're over, you're out.
No,
no, it wasn't how it was set up.
It's,
he lost.
It's five
he
wins
lost
or below. It's what it is. It's unbecoming of a fine Catholic man.
That's right. Right? That's exactly what it is.
You know what we need? We need the Pittsburgh priest who threw holy water in the end zone to throw some of that on Jersey John.
I mean, it worked.
Jersey John.
It's not bad. It's not good.
He's gonna hate it.
He's gonna hate it.
He's gonna absolutely hate it.
Which, until I get my burger, that's how this is going.
Jersey John. Oh, such a Cleveland kid. This one's gonna bother him. Hey, it's where he lives now. Whatever.
Yeah.
He'll live.
That's how they do things.
You start making NBC money, you can pay off of a burger bag. You know what
him
I mean?
And Kevin Stefanski might be neighbors here in a couple of weeks.
I'm gonna let that sit there.
Aren't they already kind of neighbors?
No, I mean like full-time neighbors.
Okay, yeah, because he didn't sell his house. The beach house you talked about.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I didn't know he lived on a beach, by the way. I did not know that.
He's a Jersey guy. What murder?
So much of Jersey is a beach, right? I did not know that. I knew he was in parts of Philly. I did not know he was on a beach.
Yeah.
Which does not fit a Stefanski vibe at all.
Well, it was a gift for his family, so they had a nice place to go during the summer.
Wait, he got gifted a beach house?
Feel like a
no,
date.
He bought it for his family as a gift.
Oh, okay.
Because,
I mean, you know, his dad made a lot of money.
Is that a tax write-off? Do you think that's where that came from?
I don't know. What kind of question is
that? How deep into the real estate world of Stefanski can we go?
Yeah, like, do we know for sure that he's paid it off? Did he pay it in cash or was there a mortgage? I just want to know.
When he bought that house.
I thought you were a reporter. I'm sorry.
When he bought that house on the west side, I did say
hang on,
that was not a big
enough house. Let me check the property records.
Yes. Yes. Daryl of 20 years ago.
Will he sell his house quick, or will he do like Hugh Jackson and Mangini and all these other ones that have just kept their houses for so many years?
Depends on if he gets a job.
People are still like, I saw Hugh Jackson at the Planet Fitness the other day. It's like, what? Like, it's just all these guys still stay in the area.
You can't lead me that line without me making a joke.
All
that's going to get me punched in the face.
I constantly hear people finding him at Chipotle, and Planet Fitness, all these different spots. It's like, why doesn't Hugh Jackson just leave and stay away? But they all buy these big houses in this area, and then they all just stay around forever.
It's cheaper to live here than elsewhere. That's why. Their money spends slower.
Especially without a job. Daryl Wright.
Wow.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Still not the meanest thing I thought in all of the comments I could have made. That was me holding back. Daryl, great stuff, buddy.
Talk to you later.
Thank you, Daryl.
In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,